Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Allison Curtis in for Dave Moore, and Five are here. We'll just put up all the microphones. Oh, the microphones! We're going to play one of your songs, though. Is that okay first?
It is. Fine.
All right. Fine, yeah. And then we'll get chatting. Okay, here's Five on Today FM. Talking about it all morning, and they are here. Five, keep on moving on Today FM. Allison in for Dave.
Woo-hoo! Hello, everybody.
How are you guys doing?
Three very, very well.
Okay, Abs and Scott and Richie all have their shades on. Mm-hmm. Should I have mine?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Maybe
you should.
You should. Actually, because Richie, you were saying yours are prescription.
Yeah, they're prescription. So are mine. There's no edges without them.
So
yeah.
Now I can see you really clearly. Nice shirt.
I hope I'm not disappointing. Maybe it was better blurred.
Not at all. So back together again after, now see I can't because these are for distance. Now I can't read my notes. Back together, 25 years. How does it feel, Jay?
It's genuinely an absolutely amazing, wonderful, beautiful experience.
Yeah.
And I'm loving every second of everything that I'm doing. Genuinely, it's amazing.
Close friends getting back together again,
yes,
with the
really
perspective
is.
Of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all a little bit older.
Beautifully put.
And it's like being back with your family again. We've all been missing from each other's lives for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that aspect, and then the aspect of coming back and being received so well by everybody and selling out 25 dates of an arena tour is overwhelming.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So will you tell us the story of how it all came back together again? You called Abs.
Yeah,
Scott,
I mean, I just kept on hovering over, you know, Jay's number and, like, they're not calling him and doing the same with Abs and, you know, because of, like, stuff that was, like, in the past, which doesn't matter, you know. And I just phoned Abs and straight away he was like, oh, man, it's so nice to hear from you. Like, I really appreciate the call. And then from that, we kind of was like, why don't we just get together and just have a chat?
Yeah.
Got an Airbnb and we went there, and that was a long time ago now. And that was just to be friends, just to be in a room.
Hang out.
And the second that the door opened, me, Sean and Rich were already there, door opened, we just literally hugged each other. And, like, and it sounds like cliche, held each other, like,
yeah.
Massive
it's
hug.
It's like completing a jigsaw.
Yeah,
was,
exactly,
yeah. Completing
yeah.
That, yeah. And it was just amazing. And then obviously to get to where we are now,
mm-hmm.
and doing all these shows and, you know, ending the shows in Dublin, 25 shows, you know, it's just incredible what we're about to
do. It's amazing as well. But something that you've all talked about, Richie, quite a bit since, you know, you came back together again, is just having that perspective of time. Like, Sean was so young. You were like, you're a year older than my daughter's turning on Sunday when you started the band. And I can't imagine her being in that spotlight at this stage of her life. Like, it's incredible.
Well, when the band ended,
yeah,
I was younger than Jay was when it started.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell someone, that what you'd said the other day, and I couldn't remember that it was about, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it's crazy.
That's insane, isn't
yeah.
it?
Absolutely
yeah.
crazy.
And do you think, though, Richie, do you think about the fact that you've all, you know, you've lived lives, you've gone off to do different things, you went to Australia, you came back,
yeah.
like the perspective of going, like it was daunting the first time around, and it was draining because you guys were constantly working. You said in an
yeah.
interview, Jay, as well, that you're doing 20 hours in a 25,
yeah.
24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
So is it better that you've got control?
Yeah, like you say, you've lived life. You've got more understanding of each other.
Yeah,
you've got, you know, and just each other's sort of humanity and existence and feelings, and we appreciate each other so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate all of you.
Appreciate you too.
It's the best time ever. In five, isn't it?
We're all,
by a million miles, it's just...
We're all here mentally, physically. Yeah. We're all here.
Yeah.
Which is
amazing
to say.
You know, becoming parents also, it changes your perspective.
Oh, of course. I mean, I've got four kids, you know, and they're all so proud, you know, to be able to come and see their dad, you know, do what he does best.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You know, like the whole... Like all of us, like... What?
What's funny, Rich?
Do you think he does something better?
No. Me and Rich are having a little bit of fun with the mic. He's pulling it to him, and I'm pulling it to me.
To me.
To you.
But, like, it's amazing, and, like, it just gives you a different level of maturity, I suppose, obviously, as well. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, no, it is incredible, yeah. We literally can't wait to... I mean, because, as Jay said, we're out of each other's lives for so long. Like, Jay... You know, hadn't seen my wife for, like, what, 20 years? Like, you know, hadn't seen my kids, hasn't met some of my children. It doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
So to be reconnected in the way that we are and, like, genuinely loving coming to work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I loosely call it work.
I know, when you love it.
Joy.
Yeah, same, really when you love is. It. But, Jay, for you, for example, like, you took yourself quite out of the spotlight. So that, like, is it jarring coming back in or, again, you just feel you're ready?
No, that's why... And it's the same for all of us in different ways, but that's why I know that it's absolutely right for me, because I'd entertained things over the years.
Yeah.
And just really didn't, it just didn't feel right. And there was a long time when I thought I would never, ever come anywhere near it again.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously I missed the guys and I missed being on stage with them, but just some of the negative things about what had happened, I thought never again.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of this unfolding, how it's unfolded, it's just... absolutely happened perfectly.
Yeah.
And I've not had one moment yet where I've thought, oh, have I made the right decision? I know I'm absolutely in the right place with the right people doing exactly what I'm supposed to do.
And sometimes it's hard to actually articulate how that does come together in that way and how it just naturally feels right,
isn't
it?
You know what, talking about the whole natural thing, like, so much has been synchronistic about it.
Yeah.
As soon as we met up, the offers came in, then, you know, weird things like, you know, the number five keeps coming up for our manager.
Which, really?
Yeah. It's just rolling and everything is flowing easy and you know, opportunities are coming in.
Well, my phone rang and it was our manager now who signed it. We just phoned me up and said, I hear a whisper that you might be getting back together. I really want to manage you. And I was like, well, how have you got my number? She said, Ollie Burrs gave it to me. I was like, what? Cheers, Ollie. But, you know, it just so happened that Ollie had my number. So that, you know,
but you're not adding that none of us ever answer our phones if it's a number we don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know the number. But
I just answered it.
And it was Sarah.
So you're giving people tips on mic technique in the studio. You're also a DJ.
I am, but thank you for mentioning it.
Scott's been on the radio a lot. He doesn't like to talk about
this is a
it.
Running
you have a good voice, though.
Thank you very much. It's a running joke that I'm not allowed to mention that I've got... That I've had a radio career, and I'm not. I mean, I've been doing it for 4.5 years.
We like to take the Mickey out of him to keep him in check because he doesn't lack confidence.
But he might have mentioned it once or twice.
He's got
his own radio show.
He's got a great voice for radio.
I brag about it all the time. It's the best job in the world.
No, honestly, I got the radio job in lockdown, and I absolutely loved it. I literally probably saved my life that job in lockdown because I was going stir crazy at home, you know, and
with four children.
four children and a drinking problem.
It helped you.
But it's not.
So, loads of reaction to you already. I'm going to play another track by you guys, Five on Today FM, and then we're going to come back with the reaction from the listeners on 0874 100 102. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I like that.
Fighting over Mike still. When the lights go out, Five on Today FM. Alison Curtis in for Dave Moore, and Five are with us still. And we've just had a lovely chat about twins in Canada. So that's great. We got that out off air,
guys. Yes,
Ben.
Got it all.
It got all. All right, Mel got in touch. You're going to need to listen really carefully to this now. You ready?
I'm just wondering if you could ask Five if they will still make
you get down, or is it more optional now that we've all aged a bit?
No, we will still make you get down.
Yeah, we
are you talking squats? Or?
Yeah, we're going to try to get down, but that's going to, we'll see about that when we start rehearsing.
Right. You're in great shape.
No, we're going to be going full belt with everything.
Yeah but you absolutely. All look really healthy in great Thank shape. You. Yeah, you. Definitely.
And everyone's going to get down.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
We'll make sure get up. That. Yeah. And then they're going to get up.
And then they're going to do a lot of counting because we seem to do that.
We only count to five.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony wonders, has Jay's table manners improved? He used to eat with his fingers.
He loves his jokes.
Same old Jay.
Same me. Depends what I'm eating. Mostly with my fingers, though, yeah.
Well, sometimes certain cuisines dictate that, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should have seen him eat the burrito yesterday.
That was definitely with my fingers, yeah. Porridge, not necessarily.
Oh, Tara says, oh my gosh, I'm in the process of moving house and the dreaded cleaning stage, listening to Five. I'm 14 again in my bedroom, dancing around. It's so amazing to have this trip back through time. Oh my God, yes, with about 17 A's, Five, and a fire emoji. Making my morning, delighted that they are back. And Katrina said she remembers seeing you guys in The Point many moons ago.
Katrina!
Yeah. Remembers
yeah,
you, Katrina.
Man.
And they're so united, and I love them, and all the childhood memories are flooding back as well. And another Kira says, no questions to ask the guys, like Maria. Maria, I'm unable to form any sort of words because I'm so excited. So, Richie, do you have, like, can you absorb that excitement from people and understand what it means to them?
Even just hearing you say it now, and there's been, you know, various things, you know, just the joy that some people get from this.
Yeah.
The genuine joy, like,
it's
even tears in their eyes at the happiness.
Yeah.
Is such a privilege as a human being to be able to make people that happy. We were sort of crossing on escalators yesterday, and these two women saw us and they went, oh my God, it's Five. And they came down and they came straight back up the elevator and they were hugging us. And I mean, what a genuine privilege that is to make people that happy.
Because, like, everybody has a time and a place to the band that they love so much as well. But, like, one of the worst things that happens when you're between your tween years and your teenage years is when your band breaks up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, we broke their hearts, but hopefully we're mending them now.
Yeah, mending them as well. Abs, you haven't really said much. I'm sorry.
You don't got to apologize. I'm taking it all in and absorbing the atmosphere. I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy. Okay, so. Three Arena, the 23rd, no surprise there, sold out. So you were very quick, Jay, to add a second date, the 2nd of December. So you're really looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And the 2nd of December in Dublin is when the tour actually concludes. That's
right.
The last date, so it's going to be a banger. So
and there are a few tickets left for that.
Not after today.
And it's going to be a complete party, obviously, being out, you know, because we're going to have to tame ourselves a little bit, you know, because we're 25 dates, I'm going to burn ourselves out.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee there
going
will be
out with a bang.
There will be Guinness drunk.
Look out, Dublin.
And a few Guinness Zeros.
A few Guinness Zeros as well, exactly. It's a privilege, guys. I'm so delighted. I'm so delighted Dave took the day off, basically. Thank you guys so much for coming
in.
Our
pleasure.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With OnPost Insurance. Cover for life's unexpected surprises at home or on the road. OnPostInsurance.ie. Fresh coffee and Kerrygold sweet pepper and chili cream cheese on toasted pita bread. The gold standard in mid-morning snacks.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.